Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, November 17th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, I don't know about you, but I think I am starting to get a little burned out on the post-election hangover and reactions, and I'm a little more interested in the transition of power and where do we go from here compared to the talk about reforming the Electoral College or alleging Trump is some sort of Hitler. And of course, none of that is true. None of that will happen. Blah, blah, blah. So in my notes today, in my bullet points, I have a lot more stock news or money news than just protest news. But let's start with the election stuff. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway has a message for young people who are in tears, freaking out over the election. So you've heard about these college kids and high school kids. They're out protesting. They're, you know, walking out of their schools and marching on the streets. And, you know, inside the school, they got cry zones and special classes and counseling. Some places have brought in therapy dogs, you know, right? So Kellyanne says, "We're treating these adolescents and these millennials like precious snowflakes." Now, you've heard that term being thrown around a lot lately, right? Precious snowflakes. Kind of funny, right? It's like, toughen up, get on with it. I don't know. I understand some sadness after your team loses, but hey, there's always another game around the corner. Do you see that Mitt Romney is meeting with Trump today to talk about dun, 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 the Secretary of State position? Really? So that news kind of shocked me. I mean, I guess I could see him meeting to bury the hatchet or, you know, whatever, but to actually offer him a job after what Romney said pre-campaign, and he said it to the American people, too. I mean, he wasn't just, you know, caught off-handed in a 47% remark kind of way. He actually addressed the American people, and wow. So today, this morning on TV, we had a lot of Barack Obama with Angela Merkel from Germany, and kind of a swan song for Barack, right? Because he was asked a lot about Donald Trump and the incoming administration. And we also had Janet Yellen on TV, and she was also asked a lot about Donald Trump and some of his policies and rhetoric. And, you know, Trump did say he wanted to dump her, right? So she was asked whether she thought about stepping down, and she said, nah. She's going to be around for her full term, and I think that expires in January 2018. So do you think Trump will keep her on after that? You never know. I mean, if the economy's going well and they have a good relationship, he might. I mean, Trump's walked back a lot of things, right? And we've seen, because I think Yellen is a Democrat, but, you know, we've seen Republicans, Bill Clinton reappointed Greenspan, and, you know, Bernanke was on at least for a while during Obama. I don't know if Obama reappointed him or not, or Yellen just took over. But anyway, sometimes that doesn't really matter, right? Your political side. So a lot has been made this year about NFL ratings and how they're down, right? And a lot of blame goes to Colin Kaepernick for kneeling, or maybe the baseball postseason was so good, or the election coverage was so good that people didn't want to watch football. What? Or people weren't watching as much early in the season. But today it says, hey, they look like they're bouncing back. But I was kind of wondering about the ratings being down, and how much are they really down? So do you know that the Red Zone channel has over 1 million viewers every week, and it's not even rated? So a lot of people might be going from the network coverage to watching the Red Zone channel, right? Because the Red Zone has no commercials. It's just the best of all games, right? And I think as a country, maybe we're just tired of the slowness of the game. So I saw where in any given football game, only 10% of the telecast is actually football plays. The rest are replays, commentary, commercials, halftime. So yeah, only 10%. So I don't know about you, but after watching a day of the Red Zone, when Sunday Night Football comes on, I record it now. I don't watch it real time. I might watch a little bit up until, you know, I'm also recording The Walking Dead at the same time. So I give Walking Dead about a 15-minute head start, and then I start watching The Walking Dead and zipping through commercials. And then when that's done, I go to Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football and zip through the commercials. I just can't handle it. Sometimes I zip through the plays, right, in between plays. Once a guy's tackled, fast forward 30 seconds, and you're right at the next play. Fake news. Fake news has been in the news a lot this week, in the real news a lot this week. So Paul Horner has made a made a living off of viral fake news hoaxes. And you know how much that guy makes? $10,000 a month writing fake news. So he said he makes $10,000 a month from AdSense. And AdSense is those, I guess, those ads you put on your website. So you know how much an average journalist writing real news makes? An average journalist, $46,500. So there's more money in fake news. Interesting, right? So also there's been a tech stock sell-off since the election. That last couple days has rallied, right? But in some of the previous podcasts, I talked about how tech stocks are being sold off after the election because some of the campaign rhetoric from Trump. So, you know, American jobs, you know, bring the American jobs home, that sort of thing. You know, limit the number of visas and foreign workers coming over. Anyways, so today, Piper Jaffray, tech analyst Gene Munster said that, hey, maybe that Trump's impact on the tech companies is a little overblown, right? So, he said it's basically largely extrapolated from sound bites and are unlikely to manifest during Trump's presidency. So maybe no impact on net neutrality, H-1B visas, and that sort of thing. So that's kind of what I've been thinking. You know, we're a global economy and we're really not going back. I know there's a lot of talk in the campaign about that, but we're really not going back. So some of the selling in the growth tech companies has seemed a little bit silly to me in the big picture. You know, like the FANG stocks, right? So, you know, since the election, shares of Apple have declined over 1%, Amazon 4%, Facebook 6%, Netflix 7%. Meanwhile, the Dow has gone up 3% and the S&P 2% in the same time. Yep. McDonald's is expanding their table service and self-ordering kiosk across all 14,000 U.S. stores. I haven't seen any McDonald's ones, but I've been into some fast food places that have them. And the kiosks are kind of mounted in on poles throughout the restaurant. So you don't have to actually have to go to a counter or nothing. You just find a pole, punch in your number, and go sit down. And I really like it. So we'll see how it's implemented. But I think that's a winner. So since the election, the New York Times, remember the so-called death of journalism, right? The New York Times has added a net 41 subscribers to its digital and paper subscriptions since Trump was elected president. I think the Wall Street Journal has also seen an increase in their subscribers. Print media is not dead. Maybe that was just a knee-jerk reaction too, right? That like the tech stock sell-off. People suddenly want more news about this and news about that, and pretty soon they'll realize, you know, I could have just went to MSN.com. Or I could have got some more fake news. Maybe the fake news is more exciting anyways. Since early November, gold has dropped $100 as the dollar has rallied, right? This one kind of surprised me. Best Buy is at six-year highs due to increased sales for home theater, mobile phones, wearables. And connected home, right? All those stuff where you can control your lights and your air conditioning from your cell phone and your Amazon Echo. I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, when's the last time you went to a Best Buy? It's been forever for me. Everyone's been talking about Disney's Star Wars Rogue One coming out next month, but 2017 is going to be a big slate of movies. Beauty and the Beast, a new Guardians of the Galaxy, Pirates of the Caribbean, another Cars movie, another Thor movie. Pixar has a movie called Coco coming out. And, of course, at the end of the year, another Star Wars Episode 8 coming out. So lots of movies coming out for Disney. Is Amazon coming out with a streaming service? That's the rumor today. You know, right now you have to be a Prime subscriber to get their streaming service, but maybe they'll come out with something else. Might as well do Prime, right? And Toyota is thinking about setting up a unit to accelerate development on an all-electronic vehicle. So here comes the competition to Tesla. There you go. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming from Toyota, a very popular brand. Anyways, it's Thursday, getting closer and closer to that weekend, and football games and the Red Zone Channel. And today's music from MusicAthlete.com's PodSafe Music is Ex-Norwegian with Feeling It. See ya. You got a lot.